have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
For the count, you feel like life has thrown you blows and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner light. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcame more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. Overcame more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Hey, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Well, good evening, folks. Good evening, friends. Good evening, fam. It is another day that the Lord has made. Let us, if we haven't already, let us rejoice and be glad herein. I'm Loretta Petite. This is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And Merry Christmas to one, Merry Christmas to all. This is my favorite season of the year, although this year it feels so very different than previous years. I think I had another year kind of like this, but yeah, it feels very, very different. But, you know, I found in this life we have to create our own reality. We have to create our own Christmas, our own celebrations, our own joy. We've got to create some things around ourselves. We can't wait for it just to happen or for people to do it for us. We've got to create what we want to be our real. And so my real is blinking, sparkling, different colors. That's my real, because I created the kind of setting I wanted, and we can do that. Okay, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. I'll tell you more about why I'm saying that, but let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness to us. We thank you, Lord God, for your care. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us that we don't even deserve. So, God, we thank you today. Bless this podcast. Bless Miss Kimmy Kim and, Lord God, everything that she's doing for the kingdom. Bless the works of her hand. Oh, God, bless her body. Bless her children. Oh, God, bless her mindset. Bless her pocketbook. God, we thank you right now. And we pray for every sister that shall partake of this experience on the Loretta Petite Show. God, I thank you for this privilege to share with them. I pray in the name of Jesus that somebody will be inspired, encouraged, and somebody will be strengthened on their journey. It is in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, guys, hey, you know, the reason why I say we have to create our own reality, I know there's a book that Pastor Marvin Winans wrote one time. He said, image is everything. That was one of the books he wrote. And sometimes we get caught up in the images around us, right? The images around us. Now, I am freezing. It's a cold day everywhere, I think. But we get caught up in the images around us, right? And if the images are blasé, blasé, we feel blasé, blasé. If the images are dark around us, we feel a little down. We feel a little sad. If the images are bright around us, we get to be a little bit more chipper and what have you. But we must create our own reality. What it is that you want the images around you to do for you. What do you want them to be so you could experience it? We have to create that. Have you ever thought about it? Many people have never thought about that, but you've got to create it. So it's Christmas time. You may not be into commercialization. That's fine. Your choice, no problem. I feel like this. I know the real meaning of Christmas. I know that the real meaning of Christmas is Christ. It's not the tinsel. It's not the sparkling lights. It's not all of that. But I like all of that. So if I like all that, I'm going to put that around me to keep my spirits up, to keep my mood fresh. If you don't like all of that, but you know the real meaning of Christmas is Christ, but yet you sit in the corner somewhere in your house and you feel humdrum and sad, then, you know, something's missing there. Something. So maybe you need to do a little something to lift yourself up. Because many times the knowledge that we have doesn't keep us happy or keep us joyful or keep us excited. We have knowledge, but it doesn't do all that for us. Like we can know that we're getting our paycheck on Friday. We can know we're getting our paycheck on Friday. But on Tuesday or Wednesday, even Thursday, you're down in the dump because you're waiting until it happens in order for you to be lifted up. Create your own reality, people. You know what I'm saying? Create your own reality. So for me, I like I said, since a little girl, like the bright lights, the big city. I always said, I'm going to Las Vegas where the lights are bright and all of that. I got to Las Vegas, and it was cool. I enjoyed it, but I came right back home. Because it's just light. It's just light. It's like giving you an image of what you think joy is, prosperity is, fun is, you know. So you create that wherever you are. Create that. And so that's what I did. So for this Christmas, I don't have my family here with me. So I had to create the joy and the happiness that I wanted inside my dwelling and, of course, outside too. But when I put it outside, I can't see all of that. That's for the neighbors and the passersby to see. So I said, wait a minute, I got to bring a little Christmas in here. I got to bring a little spring light in here or some colorful lights in here, some tinsel in here, a tree in here or something. So I did that. And, you know, I like it because now I'm able to enjoy it. And it reminds me, it brings my mind back to Christmas past, the Christmas when I was married. And the Christmas when the kids were little, and we had a whole bunch of things wrapped up under the tree. And just to see the joy in their eyes and see the smile on their faces and to hear the adulations of the what was in their heart, oh, my God, put a smile on my face just thinking about it. So I do these things because I enjoy it, but it also brings me back to those memories of the times when, you know, it was just so wonderful and sweet. You know, with the kids all around me and the good food in the kitchen and me baking up a storm and all of this going on. And it was like heaven on earth with my family, my kids is happy. And, you know, we were doing good financially. We were doing good spiritually. We were doing good. So all those memories, I don't look at them as sad memories because I don't mourn the fact that they're gone, but I celebrate the fact that they came. I celebrate the fact that they happened. So that's what I look at. So I'm just enjoying my Christmas, and I create my own reality. And the other thing is your own fantasy. Create your own fantasy. I like watching Christmas movies, right? And I know it's just a movie, but it just does something for me. I love to see the snow, which we rarely, rarely, when I say rarely, I mean like rarely ever see here. Almost never. So I watch the movies where all the snow is and it's falling down and they have their mittens on or their gloves on and they're holding a hot cup of hot chocolate. That's my fantasy. I watch it. I love it. I fall in love with that image or those images, and I just love partaking. Like when I'm done tonight, yeah, that's my thing. I'm going to watch a movie with snow in it. I'm going to watch a movie with snow around Christmas time, hearing the little Christmas bells or the music. That makes me, you know, have a wonderful experience. So I have a wonderful experience watching these things. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not being idolatrous. I'm not being anything. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm just creating what I want for me. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about the opportunities that you have to create what you want. Don't think about jumping out a window. Don't think about taking sleeping pills because you can't be with the one you love. Don't think about all of that. I know there's a song, Bells Will Be Ringing, because, you know, they can't be home for Christmas or whatever. Hey, listen, chill out. Just understand this. Your life is so valuable. It's just so worthy. God's got more work for you to do. He didn't call you home. So you have a lot to do. So don't think about all of that. Just don't think about the sad part of what this holiday can bring. But think about the happy part that this holiday can bring, right? That's what you need to do, my friends, so that you can stay safe from the enemy's grasp because he wants to snuff us all out who look like Christ, who walk like Christ, who talk like Christ, who live like Christ. So listen, he wants to snuff us out. Don't allow that to happen to you. So Merry Christmas to you. Look in the mirror and say Merry Christmas to yourself. And recognize that it's Christmas because Christ was born. Okay? All right, listen, if you'd like to connect with me, connect with me. I know some of my emails are bouncing back, and I'm working hard on getting that out of the way because I have thousands of emails, and I just don't – it's hard to keep up. But anyway, I'm trying. So if it bounces back, just give it a day or two and try again. So if you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. want to send a shout out to all of you celebrating your wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to you this month. This is your month, December. Happy, happy anniversary to you. Keep holding it together. If you're celebrating an anniversary of any kind, maybe you got baptized on this day some years ago, or maybe you accepted Christ on this day. I don't know. Maybe you've been at your job for so long this day. Happy anniversary, whatever you're celebrating. Happy anniversary to you. And, of course, if you have a birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. I pray that your birthday, your birth month is all of that and then some. Happy, happy birthday to you. Now, let's move on into what happened, of course, on this day in history. Well, George Washington died on this day in 1799. He had served our country for 5 decades. You know, I teach social studies, so this is a part of some of the things that I'm into. So be patient with me. Indulge me for a moment. So George Washington served for 5 decades, and his last words are reported as, "I feel myself going." Wow. I feel myself going. Also, William Mankiller was elected as the first woman ever to serve as a chief of a Native America Indian tribe. So she was made that, given that post on this day many, many years ago. Wilma Mankiller, and she was a part of the Cherokees. We are talking about the Cherokees as well in my social studies class, but yes, she was a Cherokee Indian, Wilma Mankiller. We don't know a whole lot about Native Americans, and that's because we haven't tried. We haven't embraced it, but, you know, it's high time now to get to know a little bit more about our history and the different kinds of people that our history includes, right? And also Nostradamus, the famed astrologer and physician, was born on this day way, 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 way back then. And, of course, he's given notoriety because many of his prophecies have come true. All right, so there you have it, folks. Let's now go forward. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We've got to know that. We've got to know that God has equipped us with the things we need to be able to do those things. Now, sometimes I have to chastise myself. I said, what are you waiting for? Girl, what are you waiting for? Go ahead on and step into the water. Walk on that water. Hold on to Christ's hand and walk on that water and get some things done. But you know what? I know I can, but am I ready to? So, yes, we want to know that we can. Know that we can. And whatever it is that we endeavor to do, we can attain it. We can attain it. So remember, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. God strengthens us for the journey. He strengthens us for being a solo act sometimes. He strengthens us to go through and do those things that he has commissioned us to do. In the spirit, he has shown us what it is he'd like us to be about doing. So do keep that in mind. If you look at, can I go back to school? Yeah, you can. You can do that because Christ strengthens you. He said, well, can I raise my child alone? Yeah, you can do that. But Christ has strengthened you. Remember that. Please remember that. You can do all things through Christ. The naysayers come along and say, oh, girl, you can't do that. You're not qualified. Oh, my goodness. You're not ready for that. They're saying that. God's not saying that. You know? So you got to remember that you can do all things through Christ. Who gives you strength and who gives me strength? And that is exciting. That is exciting for me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is exciting. If you don't have yourself a good study Bible, I just want to encourage you. I got this request this week to walk a person through the Bible just a little bit and help them to be able to pick out a good study Bible. There are several Bibles that you could, of course, grab. But the one that I really, really liked, and it was kind of hard, it was some digging, to find that particular Bible. I go through the Hebrew Greek Bible, the Life Application Bible. I have that one. The Hebrew Greek is really good because it takes you to original text on certain things that you may not be clear on. You can find out if you were an Old Testament word. It tells you what that word meant in original Hebrew. If it's a New Testament word, it tells you what it meant in original Greek. So, yes, the Hebrew Greek Bible, love it. But I would recommend when you get Hebrew Greek that you get the English version, or you cannot get Hebrew Greek and use King James unless you're well-versed in the Bible, because otherwise it will deter you. So, yes, a good study Bible. If you have, you know, eye situations and challenges and what have you, you might want to try and get your large print. Large print is good. I don't have that because it's too heavy, too big. I just simply wear my glasses. You want to get something that your red letter edition Bible, a red letter edition. Why is that important? That's important because that will indicate to you that Jesus is now speaking. With your red letter edition, Jesus is now speaking. All right? So that's very, very important that you know that. If you don't get the large print, you can still get the red letter edition. You could also look at a Bible that has not just a concordance, but you want a Bible that also breaks some things down for you. A good study Bible will break some things down. It will compare and contrast the different ways a thing was said. Like in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you might see the same story, but it may have a different approach. So a good study Bible will show you all of that. It will break down what Jesus did at the Sermon on the Mount. It will tell you where Jesus was and who Jesus was talking to and what Jesus meant when he said certain things. Very, 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 very important. So a good study Bible will really help you to fill in some of the gaps of what you know about the scriptures and that backdrop for you. Very, very important. So, yeah, if you're looking for a Bible, make sure that you get a good study Bible. And, yes, we have a study Bible online. To me, it's just nothing like holding that Bible in my hand. It's nothing like having that physical book. Even though on Sunday mornings I do take pictures with my phone of whoever is ministering. I do that. I take the pictures of whoever is ministering. You know, in the Bible. I don't mean your preacher. I don't mean my preacher. I mean, is it Paul talking? I want to know, is it Timothy talking? So it gives you that picture, not a photograph, but a picture of that person, their journey, their education or background. It tells you where they were when they were writing or where they sent this letter to, what group of people. So all that's good, 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 good stuff. So a good study Bible is going to have all that kind of stuff for you. Now, there are different study Bibles that offer you different things, but find the one that has most of the things you're looking for when you are going through your Bible. Some people are looking more for historical data. Some people are looking more for profile information of the writer or the people that's being written to. So that's very, very important when you go to get your study Bible that you look at some of these very important points, right? These very important points. It will help you. It will help you greatly. All right, dear people, so we're coming up on, like I said, my favorite holiday. I'll be, I think, back again with you next week unless something happens, but I don't foresee anything happening. However, I will be traveling. I think I'm traveling on a Thursday after Christmas, but, yeah, the Thursday after Christmas, I may have to miss because I will be traveling. Not really 100%, but I'm kind of like 90% certain that I will be traveling. So here's the deal that's in the news, guys. It is just, when I heard this, I didn't know whether to laugh, to cry, or just to shake my head, because something's wrong with Donald Trump. We've been knowing that, but here's the new thing. So we all have businesses to supplement our income, right? He has a business, and his business is selling trading cards, digital trading cards. Well, apparently he said the mugshot that I took, that suit that I was wearing, he said you're going to get a piece of this suit with your digital trading cards. He's going to cut up his suit. Supposedly it's a really fine suit. This blue suit is, you know, all that in a bag of chips. But he is going to cut it up for a person that buys his trading card. That's interesting. And so when I saw it, I'm like, I didn't know whether I should laugh because it was funny to me, or should I cry because I feel sorry for him? Is he destitute that he has to do this? And then thirdly, is something wrong? Made me sad. So yeah, I had a lot of different feelings about Donald Trump selling his suit that he appeared on a mugshot in for whatever a trading card costs. I don't know what the trading cards cost. People can buy a piece of this for $4,900. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Pump, 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 brick. People can buy a piece of it for $4,699.53. Mine, it's a lot. That's all I have to say. It's a lot. Well, you can look into that. I just gave you a headline. Go check it out for yourself. And it's just, it's a lot to digest right there. Well, anyway, I just want to encourage you to continue to pray for our president. He is up in age, and, you know, he's getting shot at proverbially because of his age. But, you know, I think he's a good president. But I want you to come into that prayer mode and just pray for your president and your vice president. And, of course, the government at large, the government in your area, as we pray for the government in our area, that they would be able to do the things that they need to do for the people in which they serve. We trust them. But most of all, we want to always trust God, for God always wants us to pray. How do I know? 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. So let's remember that. And as I leave, guys, do remember, you can reach out to me via email. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That is LorettaReviews@gmail.com. On Monday nights, we pray, guys. The only Monday this year we won't be praying. That's Monday because of Christmas. But Monday nights, we pray. Now, a couple of people may want to, pray on Christmas. I'm not sure, but I leave that open. That's a big, big, big family holiday. You might want to spend time with your family, your friends. But just remember to pray for the finances of everyone involved. And let us not go overboard buying presents for people that just don't care. Buying presents that for people that just won't appreciate it, you know. So just keep that in mind. Make sure when you're giving something, you're giving it from your heart. You're not giving it to get something in return. Wrong spirit, when you give, just release it and let it go. That's it. All right. So on that note, I'm going to get myself out of here so you can hear from some other awesome podcasters under the umbrella of Elation Radio. My name is Loretta Petit. It's been, like Les Brown would say, a plum pleasing pleasure. My friends, may God bless you. May God keep you in this holiday season. Spend wisely. Not to impress. And, of course, have yourself a merry little Christmas, okay? All right. So Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace, is what you have been listening to. Until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is indeed my prayer. Bye-bye.